News Radio 690 KTSM presents the El Paso History Show with documentary filmmaker Jackson Polk and historian Melissa Sargent, streaming live at ktsmradio.com. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. And by Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. And by State Farm Agent Ralph Dicker, 0000. And now, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
I'll take that as my cue to tell you today is July 24th. They're talking about the C.L. Sonnenson Special Collections at the UTEP Library. We are live on KTSM, AM 690, and TV streaming live on a Facebook page, El Paso History Radio Show, and streaming live on the Facebook page, Remember in El Paso When. This is the place where we say Texas history begins in El Paso.
And people can also listen to us streaming live on the internet via ktsmradio.com, where it will take you to the iHeartRadio link, where you can listen to us anywhere there is internet service.
And that wonderful voice is Melissa Sargent.
Yeah.
Welcome back, Chica.
I'm back.
Well, good to see you here.
Made a round trip down south to Fort Davis. God, Fort Davis, they have fixed up the fort even better than it's been before. If nobody's ever been to Fort Davis, the actual national monument, you need to go.
It's a state park, too, right?
Yeah, it's a state. It's a national, and it's a national park, not a state park. But it is the only actual, pretty much saved, actual southwestern fort in the country where you can actually see how they lived, the way it was. They fixed it up beautifully. So I definitely, that's a place to go.
Good place to go. All right, fair enough. We got a history moment today?
Yes, we do. We're talking about the Chamizal Dispute, or another nickname it had was the Tortilla Curtain.
Oh, dear. We'll get to that next hour, first top. Okay, we got July 24th is the day. And we welcome the UTEP Special Collections people, the head librarian, Claudia Rivers. Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome
thanks.
Here.
Thanks for inviting us.
Indeed. Thanks for being. And Abby Weiser.
Hello.
Now, you, Andrew, I need that mic up here on this corner. And Abby Weiser is the other person in the room. And we're going to talk to you guys about the C.L. Sonnenson Special Collections. The first thing I'm going to ask you is, how do you spell that?
S-O-N-N-I-C-H-S-E-N.
We used to do that as a trivia contest, and if they had time to look it up, they could foil us. But in the meantime, thank you for being here for that. And that you basically have the sixth floor of the library at UTEP.
That's right. Some people call us the penthouse, but it unfortunately means that we're smaller than the other floors, and so we have to store a lot of our collections in other corners of the library or remotely.
So you have so many things as well as papers.
Yes, we have. We try not to collect artifacts, but we have a lot of manuscript collections or archival collections, and we also have a huge number of photographs.
I know you have a 3D bust by Urbici Soler.
We do. We're responsible for managing all the art in the library.
You know which one I'm talking about.
The one of, yeah, Diego Rivera.
No, Uncle Baxter.
Oh, yes.
My Uncle Baxter.
The head of the librarian.
The head of the librarian.
Indeed. Andrew, that mic is still not happy over here. So are we going to have to share mics over here? All right. I'm sorry. We're going to pull that mic over as you need to, Abby. Today we're going to talk about all kinds of things, but the library itself is one of the main things to discuss. Now, I think on your business card it actually says head librarian.
Yes, head special collections.
And you're assistant head. Correct. Abby, grab that mic. Pull it real fast.
Correct.
You're here. Thank you very much. Andrew, come in here and tell us what we need to
do. Talk into your mic, please.
What?
Talk into the mic.
Oh, go for it. Try that, Abby. Abby?
Okay.
Sorry about that. I wasn't sure what your hand signs meant.
The producer
meant.
Was going crazy. He's
well,
doing
no,
hand,
he,
jazz hands.
No, he's been correcting me since he was born. But in the meantime, there's my kid in there. But in the meantime, let's talk about the library and other. And you've got several other projects to discuss as well. Give the public, if you don't mind, one or both of you, an overview of what is the Sonnenson Collection. Who was he? Why is it named after him? And what's in this wonderful place you run?
Well, C.L. Sonnenson was a retired English professor, but he was also very interested in Southwestern history, and our department was named for him in the early 1990s. We have over 750 archival collections. We also have thematic and rare books, including Southwest, Chicano, Judaica art, and we have a large military history collection, as well as a Carl Herzog collection of books about fine printing.
Oh, this is interesting stuff. And can the general public come see you?
Yeah, we're open to the public again after many months of being basically closed. We are open again to the general public, and we get researchers from all over the country and even from other countries.
And you'd prefer right now to have a phone call in advance before somebody just walks in there?
Yes, we're still recovering from the pandemic, as most of us are, and so we have we're not fully staffed, and so we prefer people to give us a call and let us know when they're coming in and what kinds of materials they want to use.
I think we actually have some pictures of your facility. We started, and Abby, thank you for sending those. We started with the lobby. I mean, you pop off the sixth floor and you're in this place, and it's a fabulous research place. I've sat there several times with the white gloves, because you need to do that with some of the things that you handle. And I was looking up things at the time, I think, for Mount Crystal Ray. Melissa, have you been up there to look at that place?
Which one? The Special Archives?
Special Collections, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I've been in there. The Women's Clubs donated their items to the museum. And Abby, that was pretty much your baby, wasn't it?
Yes, I processed those records.
Yeah, she did a great job, because there was a lot of stuff.
And now later on in this program, we're going to get to something you made out of the Women's Club. What did you make out of the Women's Club?
There's a coloring book.
The history coloring book. We'll get to that in a minute or two.
But I always tell people when they get off the elevator, for instance, groups of students, I say, don't be intimidated by the red carpet. Because we are the only floor in the building that has a red carpet.
But it is a welcoming red
carpet.
Or we
say we roll out the red carpet.
There you go.
There you go.
Yeah, just for you, we roll that out.
Well, if you had to go for the first and foremost research location in El Paso, I think this would be it, the Sonicson Collection.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, well, I've been through a bunch of them looking for things. Mexican Revolution, I know you have a fair amount of things there. But also, you've got other places like the Historical Society and the Library Downtown, the Border Collection, Border Heritage. But in the meantime, you guys are the only really full-time going-for-it archivists that I'm aware of. Now, if there's another one out there, give us a call. But
yeah, Claudia Ramirez at the Public Library is also an archivist. Okay.
Oh, excellent.
Uh-huh.
So if you need to something down there, and they've got quite a collection as well.
They do, yes.
And the Historical Society has been kind of off and on, and their people are all volunteers. So you may or may not get a good response out of them, and that's just why. Otherwise, they have archives.
Yeah, and they have that really good local publication password. Mm-hmm. And the people who are editing it now are both historians. So it's a pretty prestigious publication for a historical society.
Oh, it's great what they do. It's just again, it's a volunteer organization, and when you start with that, then you have sometimes people aren't always there. But the special collections being what it is, what's the most interesting document or item either one of you have ever handled with your gloves?
Well, we really only wear our gloves, and we try to use nitrile gloves now. Actually, it's sort of replaced the white cotton as the, I guess, industry standard, because they're easy to handle. It's easier to feel the paper materials.
Oh.
But we really only recommend using gloves for prints, photographic prints, or negatives that are not in protective sleeves. For paper, we just recommend clean, dry hands and just be careful.
Oh, okay.
Because sometimes if you're wearing gloves while handling paper, it can make it more prone to tearing, because you're not able to actually feel the paper as well as you could.
Yeah, it's a little awkward sometimes handling delicate, thin paper with cotton gloves.
Is that Abby? Yes. Is that you back in the archives there we just were looking at?
Probably.
There you are.
I miss your screen. But one thing I wanted to quickly mention, too, if we we do have visitors. We actually create exhibits in the library. We usually do a few every year. And right now we have one called ABCs in the Archives, Select Alphabet Books from our rare book collections up on the sixth floor.
Alphabet books.
Yes. And then we also have a photography exhibit based on Cynthia Farrah Haynes' book, Literature and Landscape, That's on the third floor. And we also have some online exhibits. I did a women's suffrage exhibit last year. And then, of course, a few weeks later, we were shut down because of the pandemic. So I transitioned it to an online exhibit, and that's available from our website. And that's the local women's suffrage movement here in El Paso.
What's your website to get to you guys?
It's utep.edu /library, or you could just Google UTEP Library. It should come right up.
And do you get a lot of inquiries from around the planet?
We certainly do. And we were asking about some of the more interesting documents. Abby was involved with a crew, someone from Washington, the Polish embassy, and a film crew from Poland. And they were looking at some documents relating to El Pasoans who flew for the Polish Air Force.
Oh,
why don't you say a little bit about those documents, Abby?
Sure. We have two collections, the Earl Evans collection and the Elliot Chess papers, and they were two World War I pilots, and after they actually volunteered to fly for the Polish Air Force during the Polish-Soviet War, which was 1919 to 1921, and so these the Elliot Chess papers has some of his medals. He was also a writer, so he has all these unpublished manuscripts. Some of his short stories were published. There's a scrapbook with clippings about his adventures. He was good friends with Marion C. Cooper, the Hollywood writer-producer. And Cooper was also part of this volunteer squadron of American pilots that flew for Poland. And then Earl Evans had a wonderful scrapbook. Photographs of different people from the volunteer squadron, also his time in World War One, planes. They're incredible collections. I think probably it's not archival, but probably my favorite items we have, and it's really hard to choose. I'm sure Claudia feels the same way.
Well, give us your
the four edge painting books. I love those. I'd never seen them until I started working in special collections, but they're. They're rare books, mostly from the early 19th century. And when you hold the pages a certain way, a painting appears on the foredge.
Oh,
and we call it a librarian magic trick. And they're beautiful. They're very intricate paintings. But I think those are probably my favorite items we have.
Yeah, there is a wonderful one that has a foredge painting that is based on one of the illustrations in the book. It's about hiking and in the countryside in England, you know.
Well, you have to get up near on top of that book to see this. I mean, you can't just, you have pictures of it maybe.
We do have photos. I should have sent you some.
That's all right.
But if you just kind of hold the pages a certain way, it's kind of hard to describe without actually showing you how to do it. But if you kind of, I don't know.
Turn an angle.
The painting appears.
Oh my!
Yeah, they put the book after the book has been trimmed. The text block, they put it in a little vise and with the pages slightly fanned out, and then they paint on it with a tiny brush.
You mean that's hand? It's hand drawn.
Uh-huh. And
oh
then
my
a-
goodness.
Then after they've done the painting, they put gold leaf on the edges where the pages are not fanned out. So when the book is closed, you just see like a gold tone. But when you open the book or you fan the pages out, you see the image.
I saw one years ago. It was like a flip book. You could fan the pages, and it had little running man.
Oh yeah, funny. That's cool too. Yeah, almost every collection has some really interesting documents. For instance, we have a military related collection, Terry de la Mesa Allen, General Terry Allen's papers, and there is a letter in there that he wrote to his father on Armistice Day from where he was in World War I in France.
Yeah. Wow.
So that's something that I think is special.
Well, we're going to keep asking you these kind of questions because it is a special collection, and we're going to hear more about that taking a break here for a moment. Melissa, have you stirred up the Facebook crowd?
Yes, I have. In fact, I'm going to post something shortly, a picture of the coloring book.
Oh, good.
That we'll be talking about later, but oh my gosh.
There's a lot of people there.
Kevin Beatty, we have Linda Hart, we have Harry Kirk from the Wet East Side, Margie Revels Benton. Oh, she's from Nebraska. And we have Marshall Carter. She's listening in. We all know Mar. Well, we as a group here know Marshall.
Some people from Las Cruces.
Yeah,
there.
Monica Cervantes, Rod Caldwell, and Barbara Givenbeatty. She was listening in.
So, oh, yes. Yeah. So there's a crowd.
Busy.
A crowd is forming on the Facebook page. And as we go through this, I want to thank Andrew J. Polk in there for getting things done. It's been kind of a weird week here at 690 AM. They're just installing new air conditioners in each studio. This is why you hear the fans in the background going like crazy coming down the
Not
hallway.
Not the fans that go, yay.
No, it's the
air fans.
The guys with the plug in the wall and they blow on you. Those kind of fans, because it's been a strange moment or two here. Like I say, it's a fun thing. All right, taking a break here, coming back in a minute. We will take a call if you feel like it.
Yes, they can do that and call us and ask questions. Call us at 915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
Many retired El Paso area homeowners don't know where to begin when it comes to downsizing and selling their home. Patrick Tuttle and his Legacy Home Team follow a proven process to help retired homeowners sell faster and for more money. Call Patrick Tuttle at 915-588-1850 today and get your home sold faster and for more money. That's Patrick Tuttle at 915-588-1850. Call him today.
Monterey Asset Management is proud to sponsor the El Paso History Show. If you're tired of the ups and downs of the stock market, maybe you should invest in real estate. Monterey Asset manages apartments in El Paso and helps investors buy, hold, and sell property. See the new website, m1ep.com, m1ep.com. To learn more about the many benefits and long-term appreciation of investing in real estate, call Certified Property Manager Ray Baca, 915-592-4549, 592-4549.
The Sentinel Group sponsors this paid advertisement for legal services and is responsible for legal services. Attention! Have you or a loved one been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months? The FDA has warned that Zantac and other medications containing heartburn drug, ranitidine, may be contaminated with cancer-causing agent NDMA. Zantac may be linked to these cancers: bladder, colorectal, esophageal, intestinal, kidney, liver, ovarian, pancreatic, stomach, testicular, and uterine. If you or a loved one have been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months, call now.
800-399-5446.
Never stop taking medication without first consulting a physician. Call right now for a free consultation. You may be owed significant compensation.
Call 800-399-5446. 800-399-5446. That's 800-399-5446.
It's crucial to stay up to date on the latest news about COVID-19, which is why we sat down with Dr. Rachel Levine, the 17th Assistant Secretary for Health for the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. She talked about where everything stands with the pandemic and also about their efforts in getting all Americans vaccinated.
You know, we are making significant progress in regards to the COVID-19 pandemic, but we have more work to do. And I think it's an important message that the COVID-19 pandemic is not done yet. We can see the light at the end of the tunnel, but our ticket there are these safe and effective vaccinations. And I encourage everyone, 12 and older, to get their COVID-19 vaccine.
That was Dr. Rachel Levine, the 17th Assistant Secretary for Health for the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. iHeartRadio will continue to keep you informed with the latest coronavirus news. For continuous updates and to find a COVID-19 vaccine near you, check out vaccines.gov.
News Radio 690 KTSM.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by State Farm Agent Ralph Dickerson, 581-0000. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
We're back alive on the studio. Melissa, how you been?
I've been fine. It was great getting to see grandkids.
Yeah.
Kind of renewed my faith in the world. But I'm like glad to be back where it's quiet also. So
yeah, well, fair enough.
No, but it's nice. It was a lot of fun. And, you know, it was, again, the Texas Historical Foundation gives out grants for preservation around Texas. And they're a great group of people, really active in what they're doing. And Bernie's on that board. And it was just great time.
Is there anybody on that board now from El Paso besides Bernie?
Well, we did have Joe Nebhan, but he had to pull out. And so we're looking at maybe adding more. I don't know. That's up to Bernie.
Yeah, that's up to them. Hey, is Bernie going to be at Pepe's today?
I believe so.
Hey, let's go to Pepe's.
I hope so.
And you guys are invited. I think you said maybe you had other things to do, but Pepe's is the place to go for lunch for us today. I'll let you know a couple of things here. ephistory690@gmail.com. That is an email I look at during the show. Also, we are the El Paso History Radio Show on Facebook, and you can go there for our weekly promo announcements on the topics of each week. We put that out there. And we have a TV channel. One day, Andrew, the TV channel one day is going to be streaming this show as well. We can pull that off on YouTube. He thinks so. I hope so. But anyway, it's youtube.com/El Paso History TV. We've got 20 segments by that aforementioned Bernie Sargent, and he's standing there in his cowboy hat all over El Paso telling you things of interest and of historic nature. And Bernie and I worked on that with Andrew as well, and we put those together. We did 20 of those. And if you do nothing else but look at, they're 3 minutes each, go look at those 20 pieces.
Quick.
Sooner or later, you'll understand El Paso a whole lot better than if you went to high school here.
Or you might be inspired to look even deeper into it.
Yes, exactly. And because if you went to high school here, as we well know, in the public schools, you learn none of that. And that's the problem of this town. Anyway, we'll talk about that in a minute, maybe. But also, all the videos I've done in the last 20 years, the documentaries about El Paso, they are now free online on that site, youtube.com/El Paso History TV. Pandemic hit, I got to thinking, well, let's just give something away for the public. And so it's out there. If you want to take a look at them, that's where we put them on that thing there. Okay. And what do you got?
It's time for a celebration of our mountains. They're inviting you to enjoy a walk in the Mesilla Valley Bosque State Park. It's next Saturday, July 31st at 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. For more information about where they're going to be meeting, call Jim Tolbert at 915-525-7364, or you can email him at diegotolbert@gmail.com.
I love that name, Diego.
Diego.
He was a saint at one time. But, okay, let's talk about some history, more interesting collections that you have in the special collections at the UT El Paso Library, 6th floor, Sonicson, C.L. Sonicson.
Yes.
And Claudia Rivers and Abby Weiser, what does the C.L. stand for?
Charles Leland.
Charles Leland. Good old Chuck. We can't say that. You have to respect him. But he was a heck of an historian for El Paso, wouldn't he?
Yes, he was. I think that the story is when he came here for an interview, he just won the award for the best dissertation written at Harvard.
Oh, my.
But he came down here because it was the Depression and jobs were hard to find. And he was interviewed by the president of then the newly named College of Mines.
College.
The College of Mines and Metallurgy. And John Barry told him he wanted him to teach Southwestern literature. And he said, is there such a thing?
Oh, my. So he created it.
Yeah, he became a convert and wrote a lot about the literature of the Southwest and the history of the Southwest.
Abby, your thoughts. What do you think? What's it like working at a place like that?
Well, since we're a small staff, we get to do a variety of things, so there's always something interesting to do. I mean, I really like working with the collections, but I also enjoy helping researchers. I enjoy creating exhibits. I enjoy working on our annual calendar. We were just discussing that during the break, and I think later we're going to discuss one of our special projects we did during the pandemic, our El Paso Women's History coloring book.
Oh, yeah.
But it's every day is pretty different. And Claudia and I also are subject specialists. So I do history, Jewish studies and humanities. Claudia does sociology and anthropology. So we do a variety of things.
Do you have any openings now if somebody wanted a job?
Well, we could use some help.
we could use some help, but the effects of the pandemic are affecting the budget of the library a little bit, too.
So,
And so we probably can't put any new professional positions in, but we're asking over and over again, and we may have some openings for student workers or interns.
Interns.
Well, in fact, something was really kind of exciting is Dr. Natalicio, the former president of UTEP, made a donation that's earmarked for student internships in special collections. And so we may have openings for student interns once we get fully back to full staffed again.
Any prediction on that, or are you just going to wait and see how the university operates with the pandemic?
Well, it's not really our decision, so
no.
Just, you know.
It's on its way. Yeah. It'll eventually happen. Yeah, yeah.
I think all universities, or almost all universities, have found a slight diminution in enrollment numbers.
Oh, my, yeah.
So
And all kinds of things that have changed. So as we adjust to that, we'll do our best to continue on. We're about to take a break here on the El Paso History Radio Show. We've got a phone number, but also we've got comments coming in on the Facebook page. Anything brand exciting?
No, not at the moment, because I'm posting a picture of their coloring book.
After the break.
They have 50 of those.
50 left.
Yes.
Okay. After the break, we'll talk about the coloring book and why did you do that and why not, right? Fair enough. All right. Well, should we keep throwing the number out there? Whatever.
We can call it. You can call us at 915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM. See, I've been gone a week. I'm losing my mind.
El Paso History TV is now available for free on YouTube.com. Take a look at recent ABC 7 news reports by Bernie Sargent on El Paso History TV about Waco tanks, the Franklin Mountains, Concordia Cemetery, and more. The YouTube channel also has more than 100 videos about El Paso history with lectures, documentaries, and various history clips. Go to YouTube.com/El Paso History TV and find out how Texas history begins in El Paso.
Here's the deal. When you combine State Farm home and auto insurance, you save an average of $889. State Farm agent Ralph Dickerson is ready to help you combine home and auto and save here in El Paso. Call 915-581-0000 today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Average annual per household savings based on a 2019 national survey by State Farm of new policyholders who reported savings by switching to State Farm.
Sometimes life is wonderful, and sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private Healthcare is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready, and health insurance is your financial safety net. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more, give us a call at 800-815-4342. That's 800-815-4342. 800-815-4342.
If the pandemic's taught us anything, it's that the easiest way for germs to get into your body is the nose. We all know how to wash our hands, but how do you clean your nose? For over 2 million Americans, the answer is Navage Nasal Care. Navage uses powered suction to flush out allergens, mucus, and germs that cause congestion, colds, and flu, so you can breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and feel healthier. Better yet, Navage is all natural and drug-free. That's why one of America's top respiratory hospitals recommends nasal irrigation to stay healthy, explaining that bacteria and viruses thrive in warm and moist environments and that you can wash away those germs so they don't make your nose their home. Experience Navage at zero risk. Go to Navage.com, buy Navage, and use it for a month. If you're not delighted, return it for a full refund. There's nothing to lose and a lifetime of better breathing to gain. Also available at Target, Walgreens, CVS, Bed Bath, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E.
News Radio 690, KTSM El Paso.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. by Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by State Farm Agent Ralph Dickerson, 581-0000. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Back live on the scene here. We're talking in the Sonics and Library at UT El Paso. And a fabulous place. Got to tell you about a few other things going on around town. The San Elizario Historic District, they're always active. Check out their events at culturalheritagesociety.com/events. That's Al Borrego running that. He set up his annual trek and conference for August 6th through 8th, 2021. They're going to, what is this? To the Septenian, how do you say that word? S-E-P-T-E-N, tria.
Where are you at?
By page 4. How do you say that word? S-E-P-T-E-N.
Oh, Septenian? Septentrion.
Al call us. We don't know what we're talking about.
Yes.
But it's of the Camino Real de Tierra Adentro. And they're going to travel to Janos, Casas Grandes, Monte Ortiz, San Diego, and Colonia Juarez. I mean, this boy gets out and does history. You want to go get some history? Go get in it. And that's what he's doing.
Well, we want to remind everybody to support our local advertisers because they're important to us and they're important to the community. Pepe's Restaurant, where they serve authentic New Mexico style cuisine, is located at 6761 Donovan Drive, and you can also call them at 877-2152 for takeout and catering. Pepe's is home of the one and only margarita.
Juan.
Yeah, Juan and only.
I like that.
Need a good company to manage your rental properties? Then you need to contact our friends at Monterey Asset Management. Visit their website at m1ep.com for more information or call them at 915-592-4549. Now, if you're looking to sell, buy, or rent a home, which is craziness right now, then contact Patrick Tuttle at Legacy Real Estate Services. Patrick is one of the top producing realtors in the area. Give Patrick a call at 915-588-1850. And our newest sponsor is State Farm agent Ralph Dickerson. He's like a good neighbor, but with a better phone number. 915-581-0000. You can call Ralph for all your insurance needs.
I called him this week and said, Ralph, how'd you get that number? And he said, way back in the day, the AT&T was installing, and they said it'd be a phone, his new business would be in on Friday. They blew it and didn't get it in until the following Wednesday. So the guy showed up and apologized back in the AT&T old days. And he said, what can I do for you? Well, can you give me a really cool phone number? And that's how he did it.
I accused him
of kidnapping somebody.
Well, cell phones in the early days, cell phones, and you can still, if they're available, can get special numbers too.
Yeah. But anyway, good old Ralph. And if you need insurance, you know, ring him up. Okay, what's that number? 581-0000? Yes, it is. I remember. See, I can remember that.
00.
Claudia Rivers, Abby Weiser, the people who are in charge of the special collection Sonics. You got more special collections than just his. You were listing off all kinds of collections. Where do you want to go with this? Tell us some more.
One of the things we did look at during the pandemic was putting more materials online. And one really interesting collection that has been completely digitized and put online now is the Fanny Zlobovsky National Council of Jewish Women.
Okay, you got to back up and explain that name. Fanny?
Fanny Zlobovsky.
That's a name.
Yes. But she was a member of this Jewish women's group, and they were helping refugees. Refugees are in the news again, of course.
Yeah.
But these were refugees from from European fascism.
Oh.
And, of course, there were immigration limits then, as there are now, which prevented a lot of people from coming into the United States, even though they were fleeing dangers. The things that put their lives in danger.
Oh, yeah.
And so a lot of people went from Europe to Latin America, and people here in El Paso helped them get sponsors and get their paperwork done so they could come into the United States.
So this is a local Fanny.
This is here in El Paso.
Yeah, which was at that time called the Ellis Island of the West, because they were coming up through Juarez and everything to be crossed in.
Anyway, so all of these, the correspondence for the case files has been digitized and is online. We have a number of immigration-related collections, too. We have the records of a Catholic organization, their border office, the National Council, no, National
Catholic Welfare Conference. Okay,
I'm sorry. I'm getting all of the organizations' names mixed up. But the National Catholic Welfare Conference had a border office that mostly helped people with immigration. And that's a very large collection. And then clinic files, the Catholic Legal Immigration Network files. And so we have a number of immigration-related collections.
We had the topic one day last September, Cleophas Careos. He's an historian in El Paso. He did fabulous things for a long time. And I said, where am I possibly going to find out anything about him? I got, I think, 45 pages PDF off of your website. And that's an easy thing to do.
Yes.
And I just looked at that and said, okay, now I know all about this guy. Because, I mean, he was a great guy. I knew that. And what he did for Cristo Rey and for the Herald Post and the Catholic Church was amazing. But then to have it all there written by y'all.
And he was the director of the National Catholic Welfare Conference Border Office.
That made me think of it, yeah.
So there is also material in his papers about some of the more difficult cases that he had to deal with, where he personally was involved in long series of correspondence.
Well, what he did is just as an aside real quick, and I got it from your papers and also from other people that I met when I looked into researching it. He would take the young men from Juarez who had no place to go, no future, and he'd get them jobs in a restaurant. And the restaurant he often got them jobs in was Poncho's. And I talked to the people who owned Poncho's, and that's where they told me the story. So he would mentor them all the way through getting a job, getting into the United States, and becoming a productive person.
He taught citizenship classes, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he was that kind of guy. So if you need to look up somebody, for example, Melissa would look up John Wesley Hardin or Stoudemire.
Yeah.
I mean, you already know all about him, but you could find details maybe you didn't know.
Yeah, you find out family history, things like that, or the archives of what people have, like you said, scrapbooks, different items that normally is not available.
Of course, Leon Metz papers. We have Leon Metz papers, which has a lot of information about those individuals.
How much of most of your files been digitized?
Only a small portion of material has been digitized, but we have been digitizing, as I say, more. We've been doing some of the history seminar papers that history students wrote back in the late 40s and early 50s about local schools, for instance, histories of local public schools and private schools in El Paso. We've been digitizing those. What are some of the other things that we've digitized, Abby?
We've digitized the 1925 El Paso City Plan. We're talking about doing more of those Southwestern studies, monographs.
That was a particularly interesting study, as I remember somebody talking about it. Melissa, do you remember this one, the 1925 plan?
There's been a few I've gone through.
A ton of them, but that one was supposedly one of the most comprehensive. You got to do it, and we never did it. Uh-huh. And there must be one study per year on the shelf somewhere. But that one, and that one, you rang a bell with me on that one. I remember looking at that somewhere, somebody said, that's something you got to look at.
Yeah. Our photo archivist is also working on digitizing the Leona Ford Washington photograph collection, and she collected local African-American history here in El Paso, so early photos of Douglas School, different community groups, women's organizations.
Melissa did a history moment on Douglas School. Remember all the names you pulled out of there? A Harlem Globetrotter.
Oh, my gosh. There was an
some
actor.
Guy in the movie Gone with the Wind.
Gone with Wind. He was an actor. There were a lot of business people that came out of there. It was an amazing school.
The Globetrotter guy was interesting. And then Nolan Richardson was one of the last ones.
Yeah, Nolan Richardson. Could come out of that. The most well-known.
Yeah, that come out of that class. Let me ask you this. Do you also digitize the audio? Do you have the oral history under your control?
We serve as the public access point, so the UTEP Institute of Oral History actually does the interviews and transcriptions, but what we do is we make them available via the UTEP Library website. So the ones that are not restricted that we have permissions for are online if there's a transcript, or we also have streaming audio for some of them. If there's one that doesn't have streaming audio, you can email us and we can see if we can put the file up if it's not restricted. So we've been doing that. We have a large number of our image collections online on our website. One thing I think to keep in mind is with digitization projects is that, especially for archival materials, it's very time consuming.
Cause
you're not just feeding it through, you know, an auto feeder, because these are very old, often fragile, sometimes oversized materials. And we also have to do detailed metadata, which is information about each document to make them discoverable. So it's definitely a process, but that's something, well, even before the pandemic, of course, we were working on, but I think the pandemic's really accelerated the amount of material that we have been able to put online and that we would like to put online.
More student interns.
Oh, yes. I was going to mention
that.
Yeah. We have one student intern right now from the Humanities Collaborative grant that UTEP and the community college working together. We have, and she is working on digitizing the state gazette of Chihuahua called the Periódico Oficial de Chihuahua, because it's easier to make printed material accessible online than handwritten material. For instance, like in the Fanny Zlobowski, we can't necessarily transcribe everything because a lot of the material is handwritten.
Yeah.
But newspapers, they can sometimes do an optical character recognition program on it so that they're searchable. You can search for an individual word.
Well, you did
so
that.
She's working on digitizing the Periódico Oficial de Chihuahua.
Didn't you do that with the El Paso Herald Post?
We were involved in the Herald, in the El Paso Herald, the earlier Herald, before the Herald Post, the El Paso Herald. The first materials that got put online free at Chronicling America, and also at the Portal to Texas History from the University of North Texas, was the decade between 1910 and 1920 of the El Paso Herald.
That's a good one,
because that was a decade that, where a lot of things happened in El Paso.
Did they ever?
And so that was what I encouraged them to digitize that decade first.
But you've got, and I remember looking at stuff. I went back and looked up the Pattersons.
Uh-huh.
The Pattersons murder, disappearance, whatever you want to call it, 1957, March the 5th, 4 in the morning, or who knows when. But somebody had not only taken everything from the Herald Post, they had pulled all those articles. And somebody on your staff gave me a thumb drive of it.
Uh-huh.
And I was thrilled. I was researching that for a video. So, I mean, there's a lot of things to be done. We didn't quite get to the coloring book. Remind me after this break. We got to talk coloring book here. Well, I can't wait to see how you did that. Take another break. Andrew, you okay in there? Thank you kindly for being there. This guy, Monday through Friday, takes on the world on Talk El Paso. And I think he's become the best referee of talk radio in El Paso we've ever had. Because in the past, you've had one side or the other, and you love him or hate him. They can't figure him out, except he goes right down the middle and everybody gets a chance to say something. Talk El Paso Monday through Friday, 4 to 5 p.m. with Andrew J. Polk. And he has a bell.
He's got
a
bell.
That's one way he makes himself known. Andrew, thank you for helping us on our show here. We're going to take a break. Facebook, anything to report at the moment? Nothing?
Nope.
Okay. If you want to talk to us, Facebook is probably the easiest way to do that, because that gives us a chance to look at it, read it, and assimilate it into the show.
Oh,
and
we have a Rose Matthews. She's new.
Okay.
So she's on there. So,
in that case, we'll take a break. Should we do that?
Take a break.
Back in just a moment.
If you're a local business owner, you know how important it is to be here for your customers. State Farm agent Ralph Dickerson runs a small business in El Paso, too. And Ralph Dickerson's here to help you protect your small business. Give him a call, 915-581-0000. Or come by his office, located at 497 North Wrestler, Suite A, right at the corner of Wrestler and Orizaba. Stop in today. Call 581-0000 for State Farm agent Ralph Dickerson.
Cosa Buick GMC is the home of $77 down on any used car, truck, or SUV in stock.
$77?
Yes, $77 down at Cosa Buick GMC has access to more than 600 used luxury sports economy and over 20 banks to get you the best available financing. You can even buy here, pay here with La Casita Finance.
Every vehicle comes with a 6-month, 6,000-mile warranty.
What a great truck. Used 2024 F-150 XLT 4x4 Crew Cab. $47,699, two to choose from. Cosa Buick GMC is the home of $77 down on any used car, truck, or SUV in stock.
Cosa Buick GMC, Montana and Airway by the airport.
Celebrate the return to Live for 5 days only. From July 28th through August 1st, get $20 all-in tickets to see your favorite artists. Supplies are limited. Go to LiveNation.com and see what's coming to your city.
Hello, I'm Mackenzie with Exact Data. I'm excited to share how our team can help your business with its customer acquisition goals. Exact Data has been helping businesses of all sizes find new customers for over 20 years. With over 4,000 unique filters, you're sure to find the most targeted emails, postal addresses, and phone numbers fit for your business. Want a list of new homeowners in your area or looking to reach self-employed business owners? Maybe you're looking for people passionate about charitable causes or a list of medical professionals in your area. We can help. At Exact Data, we have the perfect list to help you grow your business. For pricing, text LIST to 606-MY-LEADS. Remember, text LIST to 606-695-3237, which spells 606-MY-LEADS, and we'll reply with the information you need to get leads for your business. Again, text LIST to 606-MY-LEADS, and you'll be well on your way to reaching your sales goals.
Right now, there are young people across the world facing a tough choice. Continue their dream of education or drop out to help their family put food on the table. You can help change their future in a single moment. See how far your support can go at unbound.org.
I spent a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. And in 09, it was sparks from me, your chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
El Paso's News Radio, 690 KTSM.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino with El Paso Souvenirs and Gift Shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by State Farm Agent Ralph Dickerson, 581-0000. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Are we back live over to the world on Facebook and on 690? Are we back doing that?
Yes, we
are. Oh, I've got to be nervous here. I want to tell you about the McGoffin Home. We always try to mention them. It is one of two Texas State Historic Sites in the county of El Paso. And check them out. I mean, that's not just... People say, oh, that's a bunch of Irish people showed up and they settled in the... No, that's a Mexican household, folks. Joseph was born in Mexico. His mother was Mexican. He grew up speaking Spanish. Go down and check out a Mexican household named McGoffin. But they're down there, 1120 McGoffin Avenue. How appropriate. Give them a call, 533-5147.
Mission Del Rey Southwest on Lee Trevino is open again, and if you'd like to get directions on how to find them, call them at 915-440-2140. This summer, Mission Del Rey is offering El Pasoans and their visitors something special for the whole family with an exclusive 20% El Paso History Radio Show discount. Kids are having fun having their pictures taken in the old El Paso Picture Town Jail, while adults are finding great deals on hundreds of new home decor, souvenir, and unique gift items for the folks back home. And there's cool water and treats for traveling pets. Visit Mission Del Rey today and mention the El Paso History Radio Show discount for 20% off store-wide.
In that shot over Melissa's shoulder, you can see the coloring book. And that is the Woman History coloring book produced by these ladies here. And whose idea was this one?
It was actually the idea of our volunteer, Eva Ross, who is a retired educator and administrator with the Isleta Independent School District. And she published the original coloring book back in March 1991. And back in the summer of 2019, she approached Special Collections about creating a second volume to celebrate the women's suffrage centennial that happened last year. So we did.
All right. Let's take a look at some of the pictures in there. I see we have them up there on the screen, and there's the title. And How many pages is this book?
It's 40 pages. We included, I think it's almost 30 women. We also have a word find as well as a draw your own entry to encourage kids, everybody, to do their own research on local women's history.
Bring your own crayons, right?
Basically, yes. And of course, I wrote it during the pandemic, so I refer people to also the DigiWall and their website at the El Paso Museum of History.
And that's another thing we should talk more about is that DigiWall. That's an amazing device down there at the Museum of History outside. Also, they have a portable one they can take to your school. So tell us more about the coloring book. What do we need to know?
Well, it's a bilingual coloring book, Spanish and English. And I wrote the text. Adrian Morales, the librarian at El Paso Community College, did most of the artwork based on historic images from our collections. Some of the images, the women themselves actually submitted or their offices. So it's a good mix of historic and contemporary women.
Yeah, Pilar Herrera did the Spanish translation, and several people helped us by editing and checking for errors.
Well, when you use this, and children, I guess adults could do it too, but whoever colors this, what reactions do you get?
People seem very excited. This is, I should mention, a free educational resource. We have about 50 print copies left.
50 left.
Yes.
Call them up. How do they call? What's the number to call for a coloring book?
Our number is 915-747-5697.
Coloring book hotline. There it is.
Yes. And we're open to researchers Monday through Friday, 9 o'clock to 4 o'clock during the summer. People have been very positive, very excited about it. We had a great response from our partnership with the El Paso Public Library. They were offering the coloring books with your curbside pickup order. And they actually went through the first two boxes we gave them, so they requested some more. The Books Are Gems program also was able to distribute them to children, local children.
Gems means?
Gems as in gemstones.
Ah.
Gems.
Like valuable.
Incredibly, yeah. So are you going to do another one?
I think so. We're also talking about maybe doing a second printing of this one.
Keep them coming.
Because it's, you know, despite everything being shut down, which kind of led us to wonder, oh, how are we going to distribute 1,000 coloring books? They actually went really quickly. They were printed in late October. We received them early November 2020. And it's been a great community outreach project for us.
There's no end to topics you could do. I could see a Glory Road coloring book. Something to do there.
We could, but I think for us, we really, of course, want to tie it into our collections. Also, we really like the emphasis on women's history because it's been overlooked for so long.
Oh, yeah, it still is. So
that
there.
Would be the sports department. Let them put that.
Let them do that.
But, of course, we do have original artwork, a sketch of Title IX. We did include an entry for Title IX.
More after the news. That music means we're gone for this hour. We'll see you after the news on KTSM AM 690.
Thank you for listening to the El Paso History Show. There's another hour to go, so please stay tuned. This hour is brought to you by Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, home of the one and only margarita, and by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. And by State Farm Agent Ralph Dickerson, 581-0000. We'll be right back after the news, right here on News Radio 690, KTSM, El Paso.